from newspress.com. Black population declining. New census data shows roughly half of Florida's urban areas have changed. So this is not racism. This is not black people being forced. Let me explain what's going on. I know this for a fact. So Texas and Florida are getting an influx of people moving into the state, because mostly from California and New York, because of COVID and mostly because of the riots. It was a combination of the COVID lockdowns and the Black Lives Matter riots. People are basically just like, okay, fuck this shit, I'm out. So they come to Florida. What happens? The value of the real estate goes up. Now imagine you're a black person living in a black neighborhood and your house just doubles in value. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, what would you do? You're a poor black person living in some ghetto neighborhood in Florida, and your home just doubles in value because all these people are moving down to Florida, trying to get away from the blue states. What do?
You sell it.
Yeah, you sell it. And then you go move somewhere else and you pocket the money. That's not these black people who live in Florida, who are seeing their property value skyrocket and are now selling, they're taking that money and they're basically moving somewhere else. And keeping the difference. They're moving to a place a little bit maybe farther away, maybe in another town, somewhere where the real estate is cheaper, and they're pocketing that money. They might move out of state. Who knows? It's their money. They do what they want. And this article is talking about how, it's like gentrification and these historically black neighborhoods are being taken over. Like, they're not being taken over. People are selling their properties. Like, if you're poor and your house shoots up in value, that's basically like winning the lottery. So selling is how you realize those gains. So you watch your house skyrocket, you sell, you take the money and you go live somewhere else. And now you have all this money in your pocket. You could buy a new house. You could pay off bills. This is like life changing. They're not mad. I'll go, how dare you take over my historically black neighborhood? Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm out of here. I just made like hundreds of thousands of dollars by selling my pissant like trailer park lot. And they're going to build like luxury apartments on here, but I just made all this money. I'm out of here. And they can go move to another state, you know, like Mississippi or some other southern state that has a lower cost of living. And they'll be able to move there and basically have all this money. And the other black people like, oh, where'd you get all that money from? Like, oh, I used to live in Florida and I sold my house for all this money. And now I'm moving here and I got all this money. Winner, chicken dinner. So that's what I wanted to kind of not debunk this. I wanted to put this in context. So historical black communities in Florida are being diversified in reverse, I guess. They're being more, I guess the word is gentrified, because black people are being bought out. But they're not complaining about that. The result is, yes, these historical black neighborhoods are becoming less black, but it's because the black people are being paid a lot of money. Their real estate's gone up. They're selling their real estate to realize that gain, and they're taking that money and they're going somewhere else, and they're doing their thing over there with a lot of extra money. So nobody's losing. This isn't like a racist conspiracy to drive black people out of Florida. It's just that when poor people have the opportunity to get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, they generally take it. So it's like, imagine you're living on a trailer, and then your trailer, the lot that your trailer sits on, is now worth triple, quadruple, septuple, like this multiple, and you can just sell it and get all this money. You're going to, especially if you're poor, that's your ticket out. That's your ticket to like life-changing shit. So that's all that's happening. There's no racist conspiracy going on. Now, the reason why this is happening mostly in Florida and Texas, because again, everyone's going there to try to escape the blue shit. Unfortunately, though, they're going to turn the state blue. It's sad. I really wish it wasn't so, but it is. It's so. Like, I feel bad for poor people who aren't really, like, who are disabled or something. Like, it's not their fault that they're poor. They're not lazy criminals. They're just, like, disabled or something. They're on fixed income. They're on welfare because they can't work. Because the problem is you can't afford to live anywhere other than the ghetto. And so you're basically in a shitty neighborhood full of criminals, and you can't leave because you can't afford to live anywhere else. But it's not your fault. You're poor. You're not like, you don't deserve to be there. It's just that you're poor and you can't afford to live anywhere else. So I get it. You want to get out of there. But then like anywhere that's accessible to you is also accessible to them. And they'll come and bring the crime with them. And it's just, it's an endless, It's an endless dance until eventually the purge. That'll solve everything. One day the purge will happen, and then there.